Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about managing your business on vacation.
We just did that.
And we just did, and we just sort of failed at it.
Well, we learned. That's why we're here to talk about it. There's some things that we did okay, like taking a good break, that we did that well. Not checking in, did that well. Hiding from staff, did that well. Ignoring emails, did that very well. And then now we have a lot to talk about.
You know, now that you're saying it like this, maybe we didn't fail.
See?
Here's what we didn't... See? Where we didn't fail is we made just as much money.
That's true.
So did we fail or not?
I don't think we did.
All right.
But I have some tips. I'm sure you do as well.
Did you take notes for this?
I always do.
Oh, that's great. You save me on these fluffy little topics. You always save me.
Yes, I do. I save you a lot.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Blake J asks, howdy. I usually trade in deals large enough to go through title. But my recent seller added on a cheap property, maybe worth $2,000, to the deal. I need to sell this, but it's not enough to go through title. I'm thinking of selling it on eBay. I've done some of these smaller deals, and it's always a pain trying to convince someone to send me a check. And then I send them a deed, and I'm not set up for credit cards or anything like that. Is eBay a good option? And if so, how do you do it? Thanks.
Jill and I have generated, I feel very qualified to answer this question. Mm-hmm. Jill and I together have generated, since the late 90s, almost $18 million on eBay selling stuff. So is it viable? Absolutely. And it's a great way to sell a low-end property. Mm-hmm. We do it like this, $1 no reserve, 30-day auction. So it takes a set of kahunas, if you will, mm-hmm. to $1 no reserve property just to see what the final bid is. Right. If you look at all of our sales from 1999 to now, we've doubled our money. It's like 51% over cost. We've made a 50% margin. So if you buy it for $2,000, you sell it for $4,000.
Right.
In that format, it's never buy it now. It's never, it's very, very, very viable, and it's great for cash flow. If I had to go do it all over again, I would have used eBay in conjunction with other stuff.
Exactly.
Like which is what we do now.
Right.
So, what's your advice?
I would say
on the front lines there.
Well, okay, so was it a buy for $2,000 or sell for $2,000?
Sell. It's worth $2,000.
Okay, sorry. Okay, sell for $2,000. That's an easy one that everybody can do. I would have that on social media, you know, in all the right groups and things like that. And then as far as payment options, you can have them old-fashioned, you know, mail you a check or get you a cashier's check or a money order. We've actually, you know, done that in some situations because some of these guys like this price point. Maybe the people, you know, aren't that tech savvy. They're happy to find something for a couple $1,000s and they just want to go down and get your cashier's check
people
and then
like
overnight it, and that's okay.
PayPal will not accept payment for land.
Right. So you have to do some other thing like check, or you could even, I want to let everybody know, it's not a big deal letting someone wire you money. That's my first choice. Giving the wiring thing and your account number, a lot of people think that's a big deal and make it super secret. It's not. So they can't take money out if they have your account number. Don't worry about it.
You can accept credit card payment for land. Jill and I made arrangements with Heartland payment systems for you to go on there as a member and mention our name.
Exactly. Well, he was saying he doesn't have that set up yet, so I'm not sure if he's even going to go that path, but that would be the best.
For one property. There are some people that make this their whole business, like we did for years, for a decade.
Yeah. We still do get. Every now and then. I got one the other day from a property that we sold. I don't remember. If it might have been an eBay one. And they actually overnighted a cashier's check.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fine.
I agree with you, man. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a pain. You got to explain the trust element and all that. Checks are, it's tough.
It's okay.
You have to have, on eBay specifically, we have fantastic ratings, like 10,000 feedback or something, so that really helps.
That does make a difference, building that up. So in the meantime, as long as your website is really good and built up, that solves it all.
Yep.
So cool.
Or you could give it away. We've done that too.
That's true.
Today's topic, managing your business on vacation. This is the meat of the show. Go ahead, note taker.
Well, here's one of the things that we've learned. unless you, well, let me start with this. We learned that if we just go status quo and say, okay, we're on vacation, see y'all when we get back, they tend to take a vacation as well.
We're going to be real honest here, I guess.
Yes, we are going to be honest. And so, yeah, we found there's some things that just kind of fell through the cracks because I guess we were all on vacation. I remember before vacation having a meeting with an employee and a team member, basically, and saying, all right, you have all next week. I need all this data put over here. And it was a check. Got it. I came in on Monday. Nope, didn't happen. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. You know, they had all week to do this over. Plenty of time.
Would have really mattered if we were here.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have given them a week. I would have given them a day, and it would have been done. So that's the point. So I don't know if they forgot. They spaced, thought I didn't really mean it.
Did you get to the bottom of that?
I don't know. I just kind of, actually, we changed.
It's two deals.
It doesn't matter.
I saw that in there too. I mean, are they closed now?
No, that's not what it is. It was something totally different. Okay. No. But anyway, that was another thing that happened though too. That didn't, again, if you think it's status quo and you tell your team, hey, if you need me, reach me. I'm available for this, this, and this. They're not going to do it. They know you're away. You have to really make it clear. So here's what I've learned to help you. Okay, so really, you've got to designate an interim leader. One of the things that we did well was for the first couple days that we were gone, we had our leader from out of town come in and sit in our office, sit in my office, and manage things. So I do know for 2 days, things were running smoothly. But then they left, and then everybody went on vacation, kind of thing. So that's true. Not physically, that's true, mentally. So, but I do want to say this, and then I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah.
You've got to do it. You know, it's like, I feel like I'm a better boss. I'm a better, you know, I come up with good ideas. We both come up with good ideas. You need to take that break.
So that's really what I was going to say.
Yeah. You need to mentally disconnect as best that you can. Have someone there to fill in for you for the important stuff. And like I said, have an interim leader. I wish we would have made it really more clear and really shared with them what we expected where we were gone. We did not clearly hit it home, which we will do differently next time. And then take it and then really enjoy it.
How long do you think it takes days-wise for a real good recharge for a vacation standpoint?
I think a week's good. A 4-day weekend is a good little pick me up, but it's not as good. I need a full 7 days.
Jill and I really differ on this. Surprise, surprise.
What do you think it is? A month?
There's been times where Jill and I have gone on vacation during the kind of the building years or the rebuilding years, let's call them, where we would come to a vacation spot and she would go to the beach and I would go to the library.
Yeah,
I don't vacation well.
I know.
You know, and if you have a type A personality, all kidding aside here, and you're listening to this or watching this, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself this, is it worth it? Is it worth 7 days? Do you need 7 days to recharge? I do much better, just on a regular weekend. I do great.
You did well on this trip, though, I got to say. There were a couple days that you did not get your computer out.
I know.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yep.
Maybe you're not feeling really well that you could focus on your computer. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
We were with another family, and that really helps.
Yeah, and we had a lot going on.
A lot of kids that are, late teenager kids who could fend for themselves and
there really was
didn't
activities.
Want any part of what we were doing, which that really helps too.
There were activities too.
Yeah.
Like we were expected to be somewhere at, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's get up, get going, let's get out there, let's do it.
I don't do the big picture progress. Like in my role in all these companies that we own is to stay a couple months ahead of everyone with new products and new marketing ideas and all of that. And I have to tell you, on vacation, I don't come up with any of that. On any given Tuesday or a Thursday, by the time I get to the shower, I have all the new ideas that I need. Oh. So vacationing for me, honestly, this is a truth. I do it for you.
I thought, okay, I'm learning some about you. I thought you would be even more so taking a step back, looking at the big picture, planning our goals for the rest of the year. I thought that's what you'd be really doing.
No, I do that on a Saturday, watching a movie with a computer in front of me.
Okay.
While you're shopping or whatever.
Well, I'm sorry I drugged you there. All right. So what did you get out of our trip?
You know, we met some people. We were in Santa Barbara. We met some people, some friends of a family that we know. She's a DJ. Mm-hmm. And so I got a lot out of talking to her. She's been a lifelong, she has a rock and roll DJ. Mm-hmm. And she did it in Santa Barbara for decades. And now she's in Las Vegas. And I got a real kick out of talking to her about her career and what she likes and doesn't like. And I didn't realize it, but she was real interested in our show. And talking about the numbers and how we started and all that, because she's a little bit older than us and very radio oriented. And we're obviously podcast video oriented. So mm-hmm. I got a lot. That was actually worth it.
Good.
To talk to her.
I'm glad. That's really good.
So again, really, I kind of worked.
Yeah. I didn't. I guess I did a little bit. I did. And then I forget. I'm like, oh, I need to do X. And then I didn't.
I'm actually shocked and amazed at how little you bought on that vacation.
You mean?
Art and clothes and just stuff.
Okay. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Well, I'm making up for it. You like my new earrings?
It's scary when we actually drove. So usually we fly. And when we drive, it's like, you don't have to worry about putting the stuff in a suitcase.
It's true. So you can bring all your computers and all your equipment and everything you could possibly. You can buy stuff.
That's my point.
Yeah, that's true.
How many times have we bought a suitcase when we're somewhere so we could take stuff back?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
You're going to handle your vacation how you're going to handle it. But my advice to you is do whatever the hell your spouse wants, because that's what matters.
Cheers.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called Real Estate Product Type and Financial Goal Setting. What the hell does that mean? Who wrote that title?
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Here's what it means.
Ready.
Real estate product type. So you have choices about what to buy and what to sell. Rural vacant land, infill lots, houses, commercial real estate, industrial land, all kinds of stuff. I tend to budget and then try to hit budget to actual by product type. And I didn't realize that was special or even unusual until one of our Thursday webinars. People were saying, what are you talking about? So I had to really explain it. So decided to do a show.
I think it's going to be awesome. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.